The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, August 17, 2023. The President of Sri Lanka, Ranil Wickremesinghe, was invited to participate in the summit of the Group of 77 plus China, which will take place in Cuba next September. The Cuban ambassador to Sri Lanka, Andres Marcelo González, delivered the letter with the invitation of Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel to the Sri Lankan president during a meeting, diplomatic sources reported. Current challenges of development, role of science, technology, and innovation is the central theme of the upcoming event in Cuba, to be held on September 15th and 16th. The G77 plus China was founded in 1964 within the Non-Aligned Movement and is a coalition of 134 countries that promotes collective economic interests of its member states and the creation of enhanced joint negotiation power at the UN. The group has enormous challenges for the development of the nations, which together represent 80% of the world population and more than two-thirds of the UN membership. The Cuban Institute of Sugarcane Derivatives Research, ISITCA, continues its work with great determination in the development of bioproducts for agricultural use, mainly in its introduction in the Cuban market as an essential contribution to food sovereignty. In an interview with Prensa Latina, Mariela Gallardo, Director General of ISITCA, also informed that they are seeking to contribute to the fulfillment of Law 148 on food sovereignty and food and nutritional security. In this way, she added, they also work in leading to the realization of the principles and strategic axis of the Economic and Social Development Plan until 2030. According to Gallardo, ISITCA has a wide variety of byproducts registered and introduced in the market. The second International Scientific Convention of the Carlos Rafael Rodriguez University of Cienfuegos will be held from October 24 to 27 in this Cuban city with the participation of academics, researchers, students, and other specialists. The scientific event will focus its themes on the 2030 Agenda framework and the fulfillment of the Sustainable Development Goals. It will also promote an exchange of knowledge and experiences and the projection of lines of action for decision-making to meet these goals. During the convention, international workshops will also be held, and there will be representation of books and monographs, master lectures, seminars, and symposiums. The Carlos Rafael Rodriguez University of Cienfuegos counts on 7 faculties: social sciences and humanities, agricultural sciences, education, economic and business sciences, physical culture and sports sciences, and engineering. Antonio Luis Caricarte Corona, president of the Cuban Chamber of Commerce, held an online meeting with Alexander Yurievich Chachenko, president of the Union of Chamber of Commerce and Industry of the Krasnodar Territory from the Russian Federation. As reported on the social network X by the Cuban Chamber of Commerce, both signed a collaboration agreement between their respective entities, which represents a new step in strengthening ties between businessmen from the two countries and expanding relations towards the regions of the Eurasian nation. Krasnodar is the most popular tourist and spa region in Russia, as well as being the industrial center of the southern European country. Manuel Marrero Cruz, Prime Minister of Cuba, received this Wednesday Nezamani Maran Mutu, president of the MGM Mutu Hotels hotel chain, which already has more than 7,000 rooms in the largest of the Antilles. Through his account on the X social network, the head of government reported that the visitor expressed his intention to expand the management of the chain's hotels in the archipelago and invest in the creation of a water park. The MGM group of companies was founded in 1963 and currently owns more than 50 hotels and resorts in Portugal, Spain, Scotland, England, Cuba, France, Kenya, and India. MGM Mutu Hotels and Resorts was the first Indian chain to establish itself in Cuba 6 years ago. Its pioneering advances include the opening of the first LGBTIQ plus hotel under the name Grand Mutu Rainbow Hotel in Cayo Guillermo, belonging to the province of Ciego de Ávila. And in the international agenda, we have that the Chilean Teachers Association awaits a concrete response from the Ministry of Education to its demands for socioeconomic improvements. The teachers will meet this Thursday and Friday in assemblies to agree on future actions in demand of the reimbursement of the amount owed to thousands of educators since the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet, when their salaries and pensions were reduced. In addition, they call for an end to violence within the educational centers, improvements in services, the payment of overdue bonuses, and the review of the teaching day, among other demands. According to the president of the union, Carlos Diaz, they have been in dialogue with the government for more than a year and a half about the multiple actions required to solve the educational crisis. They expect from the Ministry of Education concrete measures and specific dates for the fulfillment of their demands. If their requests are not met, they will call an indefinite strike. Meanwhile, the news of the arrest of five uniformed officers for firing their weapons into the air at the funeral service of a colleague, a right typical of criminal gangs, worsened the image of the Peruvian police. On Wednesday, the officers dressed in civilian clothes opened fire while other police officers danced, carrying the coffin on their shoulders to the rhythm of tropical music, a common spectacle in the funeral rituals of criminals. The police report stated that the five detainees are being investigated for the crime of attacking public safety. In the last few days, five agents of the Eterna group who operate undercover were arrested in the northern city of Trujillo for receiving bribes in money and cocaine from drug traffickers whom they arrested without reporting it to their commanders. In addition, last weekend, a local newspaper revealed the arrest in the Amazonian city of Iquitos of Colonel Vic Cardenas, Major Carmen Tobias, and Major Ralph Angeles, and six non-commissioned officers from various anti-drug units. According to the report, those captured were part of a gang that, in exchange for money, provided information on anti-drug trafficking operations to an organization dedicated to the illicit business. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.